President meets National Security Advisor hopefuls.
The fact that we don't have one right now is a problem.
Pentagon chief in Iraq.
I need to get current on the situation there.
Wet and weary California.
More record-breaking rainfall.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a month after his inauguration, President Trump is trying to steady the course on national security and immigration. CBS's Major Garrett says the president is sparring with the media and hunting for a national security advisor.
Trump met with four possible replacements Sunday, including former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton and Keith Kellogg, the acting national security advisor. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus said the new national security advisor will have a free hand.
The NSA director can do whatever he or she wants to do with the NSC and the makeup of the NSC.
I also want to speak to you without the filter of the fake news.
President Trump's sharp criticism of skeptical news coverage continued. In one tweet, he called leading news organizations the enemy of the American people. Arizona Republican John McCain, a frequent critic of Mr. Trump, said the president's language crossed a line.
I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started.
Well, new information's emerging on Mr. Trump's revised travel ban and crackdown on illegal immigrants. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The new executive order likely to look a lot like the old one rejected by federal courts. A draft document bans new arrivals from the same seven mainly Muslim countries as before. But green card holders and dual citizens with U.S. passports would be exempt, and those already granted U.S. visas will be allowed in. As for immigrants already here illegally, new Homeland Security guidelines will step up deportations, prioritizing those who've been convicted of or even just charged with a crime. Steve?
Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Iraq, telling leaders in Baghdad, despite a suggestion made during the campaign by President Trump, the U.S. is not bent on taking the country's oil.
All of us in America have generally paid for our gas and oil, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This is Mattis's first trip to Iraq as defense secretary, and it comes in the midst of a 30-day review President Trump has ordered of the battle against ISIS. Mattis is meeting with the top U.S. commander. He'll get an update on the battle for western Mosul. Mattis's recommendation to the president could include a call for more U.S. troops. 6,000 American troops are currently deployed in Iraq and Syria.
In Brussels, Vice President Pence told the European Union today there's a strong commitment from the U.S. for continued cooperation. Swedish officials and publications have ridiculed President Trump's reference at his Florida rally to, as he put it, what happened last night in Sweden. He said it in a reference to terror. Mr. Trump said later on Twitter he was referring to a Fox News report on immigrants in Sweden. In the streets of Boston.
We're here in Alliance.
Environmental activists and supporters of science rallied with a message aimed at President Trump.
We're concerned that his anti-science agenda is going to hurt real people.
An expert on renewable energy said science is the backbone of prosperity and progress. Northern California is getting another soaking. Heavy rain could force some evacuations in low-lying areas. CBS's John Blackstone is at a key reservoir.
The water pouring over the Anderson Dam here is putting on a powerful display. All this rain is filling up rivers and streams, putting more pressure on those that are already overflowing here in California. First responders here are getting ready for trouble.
It's believed a tornado is what did the damage to more than 100 buildings in the San Antonio area. Fire official Joe Arrington says there were some minor injuries.
They initiated a rapid search for any potential victims. A lot of the structures that were damaged, a lot of roofs were blown off of homes, trees uprooted, cars moved around.
The most traffic-congested city in the world, it's Los Angeles, according to a new study out today by a transportation analytics firm. Moscow is number two. New York City is third. The United States has half the cities in the top 10. It's 4 minutes after the hour. Security camera footage from the Malaysian airport where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was attacked and later died shows two people involved. Asia correspondent Adriana Diaz.
A woman in a white shirt appears to wipe a cloth across his face with an accomplice before both slip back into the crowd. Kim then alerts airport employees and police, who bring him to the airport's medical center. He later died en route to the hospital. Sunday, Malaysian police said they're working with Interpol. Seven suspects are at large. Four of them, all North Korean, left the country on the day of the attack.
We have to collect all the evidence pertaining to the involvement of these people.
Four others are already in custody.
Three former U.S. gymnasts tell CBS's 60 Minutes about sexual abuse allegations they've brought in a lawsuit against ex-team Dr. Lawrence Nassar. Dr. John LaPook spoke with Jamie Dancher about a vaginal treatment to deal with back issues.
Did he use a glove?
No.
And how many times did you have this kind of a procedure?
I mean, it happened all the way to the Olympics in Sydney. I was 18.
From the time you were around 13 or so until 18?
Yes.
Nassar's denied the allegations. He does face criminal charges in a separate case. Well, the Oscars are next Sunday, and today we begin a look at the contenders in the top categories. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
In the race for Best Actress, the clear favorite is Emma Stone, who sings her way through the ups and downs of trying to make it in Hollywood in La La Land.
I got a call back.
What?
For a TV show.
Congratulations.
If there is an upset, the Oscar could go to Natalie Portman, who plays Jacqueline Kennedy in the days after her husband's assassination in Jackie.
We will have a procession, and I will walk to the cathedral with the casket.
French actress Isabelle Huppert has received wide acclaim for her role in Elle. Ruth Negga plays a black woman who becomes a pioneer in interracial marriage in Loving.
We may lose the small battles, but win the big war.
And could there be an Oscar ceremony without Meryl Streep receiving a nomination? She is up for Best Actress for Florence Foster Jenkins, perhaps the worst opera singer in the world.
A lot of singers my age are on the decline, but I seem to just get better and better.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The markets are closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour. With Donald Trump in the White House, it's been an up-and-down month for the family brand. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Ivanka Trump's clothing line may be in trouble with retailers like Nordstrom's dropping the label and anti-Trump consumers calling for boycotts, but the first daughter's perfume is selling like hotcakes. Fortune magazine says Ivanka Trump Eau de Parfum Spray and her women rollerball are the number one and number two best sellers on Amazon, where they retail for between $15 and $46. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's been an up-and-down time for Unilever stock. It shot up 14% Friday when Kraft Heinz tried to buy the owner of the Lipton and Hellman's brand, but the $143 billion deal was turned down. In overseas trading today, Unilever stock sank on news that Kraft Heinz will not look to pursue a deal. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.